Well, I don't know if you've heard or not, but there's a football game today. Our beloved hometown Chiefs, led by the valiant Patrick Mahomes, taking on the dreaded Tennessee Titans in the American Football Conference title game. What is on the table today is bragging rights. The winner today gets to claim that they are the best team in the NFC, in the AFC this season. The culmination of years of hard work and valiant effort. We even, if we win today, we even get a trophy named after Lamar Hunt, our founder. How ideal is that? Oh, and I almost forgot. The winner gets to go to the Super Bowl. So that's fun too. I honestly don't get a chance to watch much football during the season. I'm often busy with other things. I did watch the week that they clinched second place in the AFC when New England unexpectedly fell to the Miami Dolphins and we won. I did watch that ingestion-inducing game last week. If we could not spot the Titans 24 points to start the game this week, that'd be great. That'd be wonderful. I enjoy watching sports, though. I enjoy watching team sports, football and baseball and basketball. I enjoy watching the games. I enjoy watching how the players, with their different abilities and their different talents, come together to make things happen. It's amazing to watch Patrick Mahomes out there. He's got those big linemen who are blocking for him, and he's got those speedy receivers running down the field, catching the ball. And it's just amazing to watch all those talents and abilities come together. I've always played sports in my life. When I was very young, I started in Little League Baseball and Pop Warner Football, where in the fifth grade, I dislocated my coach's shoulder during a tackling drill. Luckily, he was my father, so he forgave me rather quickly. But in middle school and high school, I played sports. I played football and basketball. Eventually, I joined the wrestling team. After high school, as an adult, I've played in softball leagues and YMCA basketball leagues. I played two seasons for the St. Louis Royals Rugby Football Club. And these last few years, I've picked up and I've played sand volleyball. There's something about team sports that I really like. I mean, I can work out in a lot of different ways. I can run or walk on my own. I can lift weights. I can exercise. But it's so much more fun to work out playing a sport with other people, working together with them, gathered with other players, seeking victory in something. Team sports offer this unique dynamic. You bring your skills and abilities to a team and you add them to other people's skills and abilities, and you work together to execute plays and plans, playing off of each other, covering for their weaknesses, them covering for yours. There's something truly beautiful in a well-run play that relies on individuals acting as a unit, coming together and accomplishing something greater than themselves. It reminds me a lot of church. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, we read, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good." Paul is talking to the church in Corinth about how to be a church. Divisions have arisen within this church, specifically around the area of gifts. Talk of whose gift is better. Whose gift is worth more to the church? Whose gift is more valued? And they have begun to establish a hierarchy within the church, with some gifts being elevated and other gifts being diminished. Paul hears of this and he's having nothing of it. He's tired of their bickering and backbiting to try to establish themselves as superior to each other. Saying, well, I have this gift, so it's better than somebody else's. So he encourages them to consider that all gifts, every gift they have received individually, they've all come from the same God. They've all been delivered by the same Spirit. And all the gifts are useful for the same thing, the common good. Paul is the fiery sideline coach here, barking out to his players, there is no I in team, encouraging them to play together for the victory. Church is a coming together of individuals. We all come from different places, different paths, different stories. Some came here years and years ago. They raised their families here. They've served here in every way possible. Some just got here. They've just entered the fray to see if they might add something to this journey. Honestly, some just wandered in because it was a warm place on a cold day. But they hung around to see what's going on here. Regardless of when we came, where we came from, how we came, we all come to the one church, the one body, and we bring our gifts, working together for the common good. Today is Laity Sunday, a day that we set aside within our liturgical year where we recognize and celebrate the laity. You are the laity, the lay people of this congregation. I am the clergy, you are the laity, and together we make up this church. It is no hyperbole to state that without you, we have no church. The laity literally are the church. You are the ones who come, who serve, who minister, who care, who worship, who work together. Without you, I'm just a guy talking in an empty room. The laity are the body of Christ and individually members of it. We could not do any of this, anything, without you. I want to ask for your help on something. If you're able, if you have ever served as an elder or a deacon, now or in the past, would you please stand if able and remain standing for a moment? Thank you. Those of you still seated, if any of you have ever served on a committee or in a ministry or a program with the CWF, the DWM, or in a Sunday school class or a membership event, would you please rise, if able, and stay standing? If you've ever participated in one of our ministries, like Adopt-A-Family, the Thanksgiving Cornucopia, served at the Christmas Bureau or the Food Ministry, please stand. If you've ever bought something for a ministry drive, food or health and aid, beauty aids or toilet paper or backpack supplies, if you've ever called someone to see how they were doing or dropped them a note or prayed for them because you heard that they could use prayers, if you've ever helped someone here, would you please rise? If you've ever donated anything, even a quarter into the plate that's gone on to our Make a Difference or given to any ministry or mission here, please rise. If you've ever made something and brought something for a potluck, which I have undoubtedly enjoyed, please rise. And lastly, if you've ever come here just to worship God together, please rise. Look at you. Look around for a moment. You are the laity, the lay people of Miriam Christian Church. You are amazing. You accomplish so much together. You bring what God has blessed you with, and you add it to what God has blessed them with, and together you make church happen. You may be seated. You are truly amazing. Because of you, hundreds upon hundreds of meals were given to children from Marion Park Elementary School this year. Because of you, 50 families had Thanksgiving dinner when they might not have. Because of you, 12 families got Christmas gifts for their kids when it was going to be a pretty hard Christmas and they were going to have to tell them that Santa Claus didn't come this year. Because of you, a mother here in our neighborhood was given hope on Christmas Eve when she had found many of the inns to be full. Because of you, a young man made it home from a long trip after being stranded far from family. Because of you, someone got a hot meal on a cold day and some good fellowship. Because of you, the Word of God is shared here. The grace of God is found here, and the kingdom of God is furthered here. Because of you. People often look at church and they try to give far too much credit to clergy. Bill Rosheim will often look at the things that we're doing and he'll say, "Man, that's amazing, Mark. You're doing a great job." And I'm like, "I'm doing very little. I'm getting out of the way of the people that are doing a great job." And I truly believe that. I read this scripture with Moses. You know, Moses was trying to get things done. And he had a slightly bigger congregation, about 600,000 people. And to say that he was burning the candle at both ends would not have been an exaggeration. So God gets on him about some stuff that hasn't gotten done. "Hey, Moses, why haven't you gotten to that stuff yet?" And Moses is like, "There is one of me! What do you want from me?" And God's like, "Okay. Gather up 70 elders from the tribes. Bring them in the tent, and I'm going to take some of the spirit that I've put on you, and I'm going to share it with them. And the burden that you feel will be shared among these leaders." And he did it. He gathered those elders in, and God put that spirit on them. And they were able to minister to the people. My favorite part of that whole story, though, is that not everybody made it to the meeting. Right? Typical, isn't it? We have an elders meeting and not everybody shows up, right? They had an elders meeting and two guys didn't show up. They stayed down in the camp. And while down there, they're healing people and they're prophesying. And somebody comes up to tattletale on them. "Moses, these two guys skipped the meeting, but they're out there doing ministry. What do you want us to do about it?" And Moses is like, "Shut up. That's a good thing. We want more and more people doing this. That's the point. I, a member of the clergy, could not do any of this by myself. There is no way. I need you. In order for us to be church together, I need you. And together, we bear that burden." I hope it's a good game today. More than anything else, that's what I want. I was a little worried last week that it was not going to be a good game. The first 8 minutes or so of the game, I was a little trepidatious, shall we say. I'll be honest, I hope they win. Of course I hope the Chiefs win. If they don't, I want to know that we played a great game, that our team gave everything they had, that they leave it all on the field, that they make themselves and their city proud of what they have accomplished this year. And then, when the game is over, and we've appreciated and celebrated our team's effort, then we as the church take the field again to do our ministry, our mission, our service, our worship. And like any good team, we do it together. You and I, clergy and laity, one body of Christ. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do, for the many ways that you serve, for the ways that you bring your gifts and combine them with these other gifts, and how you make church happen. We could not do any of this without you. We are blessed by you. God bless you all, lay people of Merriam Christian Church. On now to victory. Amen.